Mr. Anthony Panzera. He is a PhD student in the Department of Community and Family Health at the University of South Florida, where he works at the Florida Prevention Research Center and the Social Marketing Group. He is interested in social marketing epidemiology and community-based participatory research methods to provide healthier options and opportunities for young children. He received his BS from Cornell University in 2005 and his MPH from Brown University in 2008. Welcome, Mr. Panzera.
So thank you. This is my first oral presentation at a large conference, so like the title of my presentation, I want to thank you for sharing this experience with me. So this work that I'll be presenting began in early 2010, right before I got to USF, this is a collaboration between Florida Prevention Research Center, the Social Marketing Group, and the USF Health Department of Pediatrics. This particular data was gathered between 2010 and 2011, which I was a part of. And in the office, we collectively refer to this as phase one. And currently, we are wrapping up phase two, which my co-author, Tally Schneider, is presenting at another presentation right now. So if any of you are interested, I won't be offended if you get up and leave. However, there is still much to be learned from phase one. And no relationships to disclose. So, and today I would like to share with you some of the results from the formative research we've conducted with asthmatic teens, their caregivers, and their healthcare providers. Here we identify interest among teens, their caregivers, and their physicians to engage in a social networking site focusing specifically on the experiences of teens living with asthma. And my objectives today are to display comparisons among these three groups with respect to their interest and willingness to participate in such sites, focused on their asthma experience, elaborate some benefits and barriers perceived by these three groups, and highlight some concerns that emerged from these interviews. Lessons learned through these efforts will shape our future directions in Tampa as we move forward to try to create this specific site. And hopefully we'll provide some useful and relevant information to anyone planning to use social networking sites for individuals with chronic conditions in the future. So it is hard to meet anyone nowadays who doesn't use or know what a social networking site is. But for those of you who don't know, Moreno and Kolb have recently published a wonderful review of major social networking sites, including Facebook and MySpace, and place them in the context of adolescent health. Simply put, a social networking site is an internet-based website that allows users or subscribers to create personal profiles of themselves, share this and other information to chosen parties, and communicate for a variety of reasons with various people who are somehow linked to the user or subscriber. And this form of, quote, social media is increasingly relevant to healthcare, especially for physicians, nurses, and other healthcare providers whose patient populations are maturing in this society where internet is so thoroughly pervades. Across the board, use of internet is steadily increasing among all measured age groups, and according to a Pew Internet study from 2010, many of you may have seen it, internet use among teens and adolescents is increasing. Focusing on adolescent users, the study paints this picture that teens are swimming in an environment of internet-enabled devices, from laptops to game consoles to MP3 devices, including cell phones. Interestingly, the study found that as of 2009, 73% of surveyed teens were avid social networking site users. So social networking sites as a stage for health education among adolescents seems a logical step when we consider these population-based data. So, and why social networking sites for health education? So, and I can speak from a specific experience in Tampa, Florida at the university. It is clear that time is limited for quality patient-provider interactions. And with all the information collecting exercises that doctors and other healthcare providers perform, effective health education during these primary care and follow-up visits is exceedingly limited. For teens with asthma who must learn to live with a lifelong condition, the question is there time enough for effective health education? And so a bit about our approach. So we use social marketing, and what does that mean? Social marketing is a consumer-oriented approach that follows a very specific process to formative research and intervention or product development for health behavior change. So research in social marketing many times takes on the form of surveys, focus groups, interviewing the target audiences to understand what core services to offer, what those services should look like, and what augmented services are in relation to the core. These data gathering techniques help community focused researchers identify placement of such services, the promotion of those services, and the target audience relevant costs to those services. And these concepts, product, place, price, promotion, or the four P's, are collectively referred to as marketing mix. In defining these particular aspects, you uncover the barriers to the targeted health behavior change currently experienced by the priority population and the perceived benefits of the particular health behavior as well as the product you develop. And finally, once you understand the intervention or service product to offer at particular price and placement, formative research also uncovers the promotional activities for those services and the targeted audiences. And so our project, the Social Media and Pediatric Asthma Care Project, began in 2010 to evaluate how social media technologies, including social networking sites, are situated in the minds of all these important groups. The main goal of this research was to evaluate the potential use of new digital technologies and the enhancement of local teens' abilities to self-manage their asthma. Those involved in designing this research were interested in leveraging these new social media tools. Soon we will develop a social marketing plan detailing lessons learned from formative work, completed with particular attention to how, on what terms, and through which channels detailed health information related to asthma can be shared among teens, their caregivers, and their physicians, and other healthcare providers. And so our data collection methods. Our social marketing formative research included qualitative semi-structured interviews that were developed using the aforementioned marketing mix framework, and questions were also reviewed by social marketing experts. And we provided incentives to participants. For doctors, we provided lunch, and for caregivers and teens, we provided Walmart gift cards. And for scheduling reasons, we developed a focus group and a dyad interview for attending physicians. And these methods were approved by the USF-IRB. And the location of the interviews, for the physicians, we interviewed them in the CMS clinic in sort of open spaces that were sort of minimized the noise so that we can record their responses and then transcribe them. And the caregivers and the teens we interviewed in their homes or in public spots that were more convenient to them. In our analysis, we recorded and transcribed all exchanges, and we transcribed in NVivo 8, and we used three coders to identify emergent themes and concepts responding to the marketing mix that I mentioned before, and we used the constant comparative method to ensure reliability among coders, as well as resolve conflicts in structure and the application of those codes. So, interest. Leading into concepts of interest and willingness among physicians was their previous knowledge of social networking sites. Whereas attendings had very limited knowledge of social networking sites, residents were clearly knowledgeable. Upon probing attendings, including having to define exactly what a social networking site is, they noted that they saw how such a site could be a valuable tool for this particular issue. They did not see themselves, though, as active participants. Some residents resounded the sentiment, but others saw themselves as an active participant in a moderator sort of sense, which sort of links back to what was said earlier in earlier lectures. And among caregivers, the perception, caregivers themselves perceived their teens would actively participate, but for themselves they were mixed. And teens also had varied interests, but some displayed willingness to participate while others clearly did not want to participate. And this seemed to vary based on what exactly was being offered on the social networking site. One quote that I put up here was, "I don't want to be doing all that right there, that's too much." And this referred to exactly what was being offered in terms of functionality on the social networking site. So here we learn that there is a certain level of activity after which some teens would lose interest in participating. Some barriers included time among attending and resident physicians. Of course, they had large clinic caseloads, and so they understood the value of monitoring health information shared on a social networking site, but they were really concerned about whether or not they would be able to offer the time as a moderator. Also, teens specifically were concerned about strangers. I think this is more adolescent feeling of shyness, but they wanted to make sure also that that the participants of a social networking site would consider asthma as something serious, not go on there and provide anything beyond or making light of the asthma experience. And so I want to quickly jump here because I see my time is running out, but we also compared perceived benefits across groups of participants. Physicians perceived that they would be afforded more time with such a site, whereas caregivers and teens saw an opportunity to share their experiences with like individuals. Across the board, health education was a perceived benefit. For physicians, they saw an opportunity to quality check the health information shared among these participants, which refers to this concept of a moderator. And teens and caregivers perceived an opportunity to have asthma health-related questions answered, either by other participants or by a moderator. And some unique concerns that were brought up include that for caregivers, there were caregivers who expressed their lack in interest in participating with phrasing like, "I'm not into group therapy." And some caregivers preferred physical meetings with other caregivers at local spots or homes. As we saw in the barrier slide, teens were concerned with geographic location and felt local membership would build legitimacy and participation. They wanted other teen participants to treat asthma as serious, as I said before. Attendings were very much concerned that patient visits to clinics did not provide a time for health education to, quote, penetrate the minds of their patients, and residents were concerned with the amount of time they had for providing health education in general. All physicians were concerned with the quality and accuracy of information shared, and teens stated that they wanted a moderator, and this was a clear concept that came out of interviews. So interest and willingness exists, yet it varies. And it seems to be related to the amount of functions on such a social networking site. However, to craft a site along these concepts from these important stakeholders ensures that a valuable and relevant product is developed. An important lesson learned, especially from potential physician participants, is that time and legal factors impose constraints on their participation to act as moderators. And am I good? Okay. And some things to consider, and this is from what I learned doing these interviews, is that we didn't collect specific demographic information because all the attendees attended a pediatric pulmonary clinic, and they were adolescents. So it was anyone between the ages of 12 and 13 to 17 who were still attending Children's Medical Services, which is a series of clinics in Florida. And going into these homes, and this is anecdotal, but going into these homes, socioeconomic status clearly varied, and access to wireless internet was not assured. And also, learning from this idea of a social networking site, what is its purpose, what functionality should we offer, many of them suggested a less than 10-minute series of videos where tips and advice on how to better self-manage they would watch. Here are my references on social marketing and on the work that we have currently done. The third bullet is our first paper on the physician data. Currently, this work on teens and caregivers is in manuscript form and hopefully will be submitted within the next few weeks. And these are a cross sample of my coworkers, and we just want to thank you for sharing this experience with us.